Jellicle cats meet once a year on the night we make the Jellicle choice. And now that the Jellicle leader is here, the Jellicle cats can all rejoice.
But the awful battle of the peaks and the pollicles, together with some account of the participation of the pugs and the palms, and the intervention of the great Rumpus Cat.
The peaks and the pollicles, everyone knows, are proud and implacable, passionate foes. It is always the same wherever one goes. And the pugs and the poms, although most people say they do not like fighting, yet once in a way they will now and again join into the fray. And they until you can hear them all over the park. And they until you can hear them all over the park. Now on the occasion of which I now speak, almost nothing had happened for nearly a week. And that's a long time for a poll or a peek. The big police dog was away from his beat. I don't know the reason, but most people think he slipped into the Wellington Arms for a drink. And no one at all was about on the street when a peek and a pollicle happened to meet. They did not advance or exactly retreat, but they glared at each other and scraped their hind feet and started to
bark, 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 bark,
until you could hear them all over the park. And they
bark, 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 bark,
until you could hear them all over the park. Now the peak, although people may say what they please, is no British dog, but a heathen Chinese. And so all the peaks, when they heard the uproar, some came to the window, some came to the door. There were surely a dozen, more likely a score. And together they started to grumble and wheeze in their huffery, snuffery heathen Chinese. But a terrible din is what pollicles like, for your pollicle dog is a dewy Yorkshire tyke. And frolical, let my meaning be perfectly plain.
Plain that my name, it is little topolical, and you better not do it again.
And his broad Scottish cousins are snappers and biters, and every dog jack of them notable fighters. And so they stepped out with their pipers in order, playing when the blue bonnets come over the border. Then the pugs and the poms held no longer aloof, but some from the balcony, some from the roof, join into the din with a
bark, 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 bark.
Until you could hear them all over the park. And they until you could hear them all over the park. Now when those bold heroes together assembled, the traffic all stopped and the underground trembled. And some of the neighbors were so much afraid that they started to ring up the fire brigade. When suddenly up from a small basement flat, why who should stalk out but the
great Rumpus
Cat. His eyes were like fireballs, fearfully blazing. He gave a great yawn, and his jaws were amazing. And when he looked out through the bars of the area, you never saw anything fiercer or hairier. And what with the glare of his eyes and his yawning, the peaks and the pollicles quickly took warning. He looked at the sky and he gave a great leap, and every last one of them scattered like sheep.
And when the police dog returned to his beat, there wasn't a single one left on the street.
Like undertakers.